Did you hear? Two What's in a Wow is now a book! Yep, the Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook. It officially comes out on Tuesday, June 30th, but it's available for pre-order now. Grown-ups, for more info on how to pre-order, just visit tinkercast.com/shop. That's tinkercast.com/shop. That's it. Now let's get on with the show.
Good morning, penguins. On behalf of Waddle Airlines, it is my pleasure to welcome you aboard flight number 5759 with service to Antarctica.
Hey, Mindy. Whoa, why does your gingerbread mansion look like an airplane? And are those penguins?
You know it is, Guy Razzie. I started an airline.
What? Why?
Well, you know how penguins are one of the only birds who can't fly?
Yeah?
Well, these penguins are kind of bummed that all their other bird friends are flying all around all the time. So I figured I could start the world's first airline for penguins.
Ah, I see. So they can fly around too.
Exactoritos.
Huh. Well, Mindy, is there any way we can delay this flight so, you know, we can do our game show?
Oh, you know it. We were supposed to take off 5 hours ago, so what's 10 more minutes?
Excuse me, passengers. I'm hearing from ground control that our flight is being delayed again. But while we wait, my buddy Guy Raz and I will be providing you with some in-flight entertainment.
Hit it, Guy Raz.
Rolling in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after Fresh Pastas of the Serengeti, it's
Two What's and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for a waddling round of Two What's and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats!
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off on Friday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about taste buds and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, herbivores or plant-eating animals tend to have fewer taste buds than meat-eating animals?
Or was it B, older people often have a stronger sense of taste than younger people?
Or was it C, catfish have taste buds all over their bodies?
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Summer from Texas. Summer, what's your wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Summer, and I'm from Houston, Texas. And my wow in the world is that catfish have taste buds all over their body, not just in their mouths. Say hi to Reggie for me. I love your show. Bye.
Winner, winner, tongues for dinner.
Well, there you have it, Wowzers. If you guessed the answer C, that catfish have taste buds all over their bodies, well, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, Summer.
Catfish are actually one of nature's best tasters. They typically have over 100,000 taste buds. Compare that with the measly 10,000 taste buds on our human tongues. In fact, catfish are covered in so many taste buds that some researchers have nicknamed them swimming tongues.
But if you guessed A or B, well, you weren't too far off. Plant-eating animals actually tend to have more taste buds than meat-eating animals. And the more taste buds these plant-loving animals have, the more likely they'll be able to find out which plants are toxic or not safe to eat.
And if you guessed B, as you get older, your sense of taste actually dulls. One reason is that most people's taste buds stop replacing themselves at the same rate as they used to around age 50.
Age 50?
Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants will be taking home their very own invisible edible bed.
This incredible edible bed is made entirely out of bread and covered in a blanket of soft, warm cheese. perfect for a midnight snack that will leave you lying on the floor. Sleep tight knowing that with the edible bed, it's bread time all the time.
Do you mean bedtime?
No, bread time.
Okay, well, congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, it's another round of Two What's and a Wow.
Two What's and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back for another round of Two What's and a Wow.
The category for today's round is penguins. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with three scientific statements about penguins. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about penguins is the true scientific wow? Is it A, penguins do little dances to warm themselves up?
Or is it B, you can see penguin poop from outer space?
Or is it C, penguin feathers are actually translucent or clear? The colors you see come from the color of their skin.
One more time, is it A, penguins do little dances to warm themselves up?
Or is it B, you can see penguin poop from outer space?
Or is it C, penguin feathers are actually translucent or clear?
When you think you've got the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper.
And freeze that sheet of paper in a block of ice.
And then check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Blend Like a Penguin.
You might know that the reason penguins are black and white is because it helps them blend into their surroundings.
When penguins are swimming, the predators below them see their white stomachs and typically can't tell the difference between the penguin and the reflection of the sun in the water.
And when predators lurk above them, their black backs help them blend into the dark waters, making it hard for their predators to distinguish them from the water.
Now, this is where you come in. We challenge you to come up with a way to camouflage or blend in with a piece of furniture you have in your house.
See if you have any towels, sheets, or even clothes that match any of your furniture.
And once you're completely blended, see if your grown-ups can find you. Grown-ups, once you do, be sure to snap a picture. You can share pictures with us at tinkercast.com/share.
And be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game when we'll play another round of Two What's and a Wow was produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, keep on wowing!
Two What's and a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.